Good morning. As we continue our series today on Psalm 23, in my call to worship, we look at one of the darker verses of the psalm, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Here, God, the Good Shepherd, is leading us through a dark place, and it reminds us to place all our faith and confidence in Him. Using the analogy of God as the shepherd, we need to remember what the shepherd does. As a boy, David was a shepherd himself, so he knew that as shepherd, the sheep counted on him for protection, to lead them and provide for them. Jesus carried this thought through in John 10, where he reminds us, I am the good shepherd. Whoever enters through me will be saved. In Deuteronomy, the Israelites are preparing to cross into the promised land. Through Moses, tells them, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Well, researching for today, I found the phrase, I will never leave you or forsake you, appears 70 times in the Old Testament. So we can be comforted by that knowledge. God will never leave you or forsake you. In John, Jesus tells his disciples, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Earlier in that chapter, Jesus says the sheep listen to the shepherd's voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. The Savior will lead us through the dark valley if we just listen for his voice. God does not always keep his sheep from sorrow, but he is with them in sorrow. He leads us through trouble and sorrow. He is with us in those sorrowful times. We can struggle with our enemies, pain, suffering, disease, injury, but strength and courage cannot overcome death. Only one person can walk us through death's dark valley and help us to the other side, and that's our Heavenly Father. Even as we are facing the death, as he was facing death, Jesus told his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." However bright our path, somewhere along the way, we may come to the deepest, darkest valley, the valley of the shadow of death. But even there, the shepherd is with us, and we need not fear. As Paul says in Romans, we know that in all things, God, the shepherd, works for the good of those who love him. We may not always know the way of many of our experiences, but we know that our shepherd knows, and that should be good enough. As the Lord is the good shepherd, so we are his sheep, not frightened, passive animals, but obedient followers, wise enough to follow one who will lead us in the right places and in the right ways. Let's be in prayer. Father God, we know there will be dark and scary times for us. We can get through those times if we will only turn our attention to you and listen for the shepherd's voice, calling us, leading us to safety. I pray we will be attentive to the words Bob has prepared for us today, and that as we leave here, we will always be attentive and listening for the shepherd's voice. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.